The necessity for extreme caution, however, in dealing with inward spies, appears from a historical story of a general Lo Shang who besieged a city held by the rebel Li Xiong. After each side had experienced a number of victories and defeats, Li Xiong had recourse to the services of a spy. He began the ruse by having the unfortunate man whipped until the blood came, and then sent him off to Lo Shang, whom he was to delude by offering to cooperate with him from inside the city, and to give a fire signal at the right moment for making a general assault. Lo Shang, confiding in these promises and reassured by the man's harsh treatment at the hands of Li Xiong, marched out all his best troops with orders to attack at the spy's bidding. Meanwhile, Li Xiong's general had prepared an ambush on their line of march, and the spy, having reared long scaling ladders against the city walls, now lighted the beacon fire. Lo Shang's men raced up on seeing the signal and began climbing the ladders as fast as they could, while others were drawn up by ropes lowered from above. More than 100 of Lo Shang's soldiers entered the city in this way, every one of whom was forthwith beheaded. Li Xiong then charged with all his forces both inside and outside the city, and routed the enemy completely.
Having converted spies means getting hold of the enemy's spies and using them for our own purposes.
By means of heavy bribes and liberal promises, detaching them from the enemy's service and inducing them to carry back false information as well as to spy in turn on their own countrymen. The use of converted spies is shown by the story of Lien Po, who was conducting a defensive campaign against Qin. The king strongly disapproved of Lien Po's cautious and dilatory methods, which had been unable to avert a series of minor disasters, and therefore lent a ready ear to the reports of his spies, who had secretly gone over to the enemy and were already in their pay. They said, "The only thing which causes Qin anxiety is lest Chao Kua should be made general. Lien Po they consider an easy opponent who is sure to be vanquished in the long run." Now Chao Kua was a son of a famous general. From his boyhood he had been wholly engrossed in the study of war and military matters, until at last he came to believe that there was no commander in the whole empire who could stand against him. His father was much disquieted by this overweening conceit and the flippancy with which he spoke of such a serious thing as war, and solemnly declared that if ever Chao Kua was appointed general, he would bring ruin on any armies under his command.